The ears of Hoti tingled with horror. He cursed his son, and he cursed himself that he should ever have a son that should eat burnt pig. Bobo, whose scent was wonderfully sharpened since morning, soon raked out another pig, and, fairly rending it asunder, thrust the lesser half by main force into the fists of Hoti, still shouting out, "Eat! Eat! Eat the burnt pig, father! Only taste! Oh!" with such like barbarous ejaculations, cramming all the while as if he would choke. Hoti trembled in every joint while he grasped the abominable thing, wavering whether he should not put his son to death for an unnatural young monster, when the crackling, scorching his fingers, as it had done his son's, and applying the same remedy to them, he in his turn tasted some of its flavor, which, make what sour mouths he would for a pretense, proved not altogether displeasing to him. In conclusion, for the manuscript here is a little tedious, both father and son fairly sat down to the mess, and never left off till they had dispatched all that remained of the litter. Bobo was strictly enjoined not to let the secret escape, for the neighbors would certainly have stoned them for a couple of abominable wretches, who could think of improving upon the good meat which God had sent them. Nevertheless, strange stories got about,